Sim.
And it was a pair of young lovers which represented love, mankind in its naive, you know, mm-hmm. innocent states, stages. And then a scientist who leads them on the road, you know, that is a dangerous road, and where then a kind of satanic figure takes over, you know. And there's a hall of science in which the satanic figure, you know, brings all these wheels and modern machinery into motion, which threatens to destroy the young couple. Mm-hmm. And at the end, they fall down in prayer, and this seems to resolve the case.
I see. Did Eric himself ever register a reaction to the atomic bomb and its potential?
I think we were all very, very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Eric too.
Mm-hmm.
Eric was a very, very good and loving person. And this idea of destruction, I think, was very horrible.
Mm-hmm.
To him.
Well, certainly the story evoked some of the most vivid descriptive music Eric had ever composed. Another example of a machine piece in the Dynamo Music section is a magnificent example of his ability to compose descriptive music. And we see another example of Eric reusing material from an earlier piece, in this case something from the pieces for Barbara, where the lonely shepherd...
Yeah, the shepherd melody is there. Yeah.
And we see at the end a hymn of nature that once again recalls Job, don't you think? A little bit in its approach. And,
I don't know this piece so well,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I have never heard it played. And Eric did not play it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it less than I know other pieces.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, the year 1946 sees the publication of the Requiem Ebraico by Transcontinental. 1947, actually no new compositions appear, but this is the time that he's getting into his teaching and negotiating for the City College position. Obviously, these other responsibilities take a great deal of his time. In 1948, he produces this set of four songs for Wordless Chorus. Perhaps you can talk a little bit about the subject matter that inspired this piece, because the title itself is not exactly what Eric had in mind, was it?
No, it was composed like at the beginning, it was composed, the first piece, I think, was composed like an absolute piece,
uh-huh.
without any title. But it was such a cry of anguish, and that it somehow suggested this story to
mm-hmm.
me. And I think he then gave it this title for the rest of the pieces. But it did not really follow, like his other pieces, a story line.
Mm-hmm. But didn't it have some relationship to the songs for the daughter of Jephthah?
Or? Yeah, it is a piece in the Bible in which the daughter of Jephthah is to be sacrificed, because Jephthah has made a vow to God that he will sacrifice the first thing that will meet him when he comes home. And he's thinking of his dog that used to meet him, but his daughter is meeting him, and he has to fulfill this vow. And she says, I will, bend to your decision and to God's will, but let me have 4 weeks to go into the mountains with my companions and bemoan my fate.
Mm-hmm.
And the first piece is like a terrible shrieking and, you know, almost screaming of anguish. And Eric had not read this Bible piece yet when he did that. And I think it was more or less the terribleness of the times and of his own life, because you see, it is so easily said we wrote letters and some conductors did it and some did not. But on the whole, it was a terrific, horrible struggle.